Welcome to The Daily Dose, where we are currently walking through an overview of the entire Bible. Join us today as we learn the story of Scripture and see God's redemptive plan through Christ from cover to cover. Let's listen to Matt Reister, Director of Christian Crusaders and the Cedar Falls Bible Conference.
Today we're going to be in John chapter 21, verses 20 through 25. This finishes out the Gospel of John. We're going to see an interaction with Jesus and John himself. Peter's going to be part of it. This comes, of course, after the resurrection. Jesus has appeared to several groups of people. Now he's with John and Peter and other disciples at the Sea of Galilee, the Sea of Tiberias, no longer down in Jerusalem. And this is where John ends it. But before we get to the end, I want to thank the Family Leader for being our Daily Dose Devotion sponsor. You can learn more about the Family Leader in the announcements at the end of this devotion. And as always, thank you to the Family Leader for their support. Chapter 21, verse 20. Peter turned and saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following them, the one who had been reclining at the table close to him and had said, "Lord, who is it that is going to betray you?" So this is referring to John, the disciple who Jesus loved. And as John writes this, he's referring all the way back to the Lord's Supper and recounts that scene using a description to also identify John. Continuing in verse 21, when Peter saw him, that is in real time, not back during the Lord's Supper, when Peter saw him, he said to Jesus, "Lord, what about this man?" Jesus said to him, "If it is my will that he remain until I come, what is that to you? You, Peter, follow me." So the saying spread abroad among the brothers that this disciple was not to die. Yet Jesus did not say to him that he was not to die, but rather, "If it is my will that he remain until I come, what is that to you?" So there are a lot of different pronouns in this text, and it's kind of confusing if you don't understand what's going on, and if you're not familiar with the previous text from our previous devotion. Of course, in that text, Jesus recommissions Peter after Peter's failures of denying him before the crucifixion. But one of the other things at the end of the text is that Jesus told Peter the kind of death that he was going to die to glorify God. He said, "You'll stretch out your hands and another will dress you and carry you to where you do not want to go." In history, shortly after the New Testament tells us that Peter was martyred, he was killed for his faith, and there's even more recent suggestion that Peter was actually crucified upside down. We don't know if that actually happened. Or if that's legendary. But at a minimum, in the previous text, Jesus has just told Peter that he's going to experience hardship and die. So immediately after Jesus says this to Peter, Peter, in verse 20, turns and sees John following them. And Peter's response to the news from Jesus about how he's going to die is to say, "Well, what about this guy right here? What about John? What's going to happen to him?" And so Jesus' response is taken by some to be a little bit of a slap down to Peter to essentially say, "Peter, don't worry about John. You just worry about following me." And the specific words Jesus uses to communicate that is what we've already read. He says, "Peter, if it's my will that John remains until I come," in other words, if it's my will that John doesn't experience the hardship that you're going to experience and the death that you're going to experience, what is that to you? You just worry about following me. And then John clarifies in verse 23 that what Jesus said was actually misunderstood by the brothers, the other disciples, to mean that Jesus indicated that John would never die. And John in verse 23 wants his readers to know Jesus never said that John will never die. Jesus just used a hypothetical circumstance in order to make a point to Peter about staying in his own lane and worrying primarily about following Jesus, not worrying primarily about what's going to happen with everybody else. I'm going to come back to all that in a second, but let's finish this out before I do. Verse 24. "This is the disciple who is bearing witness about these things and who has written these things, and we know that his testimony is true." So John finally identifies himself as the other man, the disciple who Jesus loved, the disciple who was just spoken about by Jesus in response to Peter, the disciple who was reclining at the table during the Lord's Supper and asked who it is that will betray you, etc., etc. Verse 25, the last verse in the Gospel of John. "Now there are also many other things that Jesus did. Were every one of them to be written, I suppose that the world itself could not contain the books that would be written." And this is actually a profound, profound statement by John. I wonder if he knew at the time he wrote it exactly the degree and the magnitude to which it's true. Was John just thinking about the things Jesus did while he was on earth that John witnessed? He may have been just thinking about that limited set of things. But what we know from a theological and biblical standpoint is that Jesus has been around since the beginning with God. He is God. We even talked about this toward the beginning of the Gospel of John. All things that have been made by God through Jesus. And Jesus today still continues to do many, many things. And so it is definitely true, maybe to a degree that John didn't realize when he wrote this, that if everything was to be written that Jesus did, I suppose that the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. Remarkable stuff. Now, before we wrap this up, I want to go back to the interaction between Jesus and Peter about John, and I want to bring it home for us. How much time do we spend worrying about what's going on with other people instead of worrying about what God is calling us to do? Some hardship befalls us. Some injustice befalls us. Maybe like the promise of Peter's impending difficult death. And we might be tempted to turn and say, well, what about them? They seem to have had a pretty easy go of things. When are they going to get a little taste of what I'm having to go through? And even though Jesus isn't speaking to us in our circumstance today in this text, he's speaking specifically to Peter. I think Jesus' response to us today might generally be applicable and still true in our life. Matt, what is it to you if I do such and such in this person's life? Don't worry about that person. Don't worry about what I'm doing over here. You worry about following me. You've got your hands full with that. Follow me. You focus on the things I've called you to. You focus on the path that I've called you to walk. And it's interesting because throughout this entire gospel, John has laid out some general things that are true for every single Christian. John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So every Christian is coming to the Father through Jesus. We all have that in common. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Every single Christian who believes in him will similarly experience what it means to not perish and have everlasting life. So there are many things about the Christian life that are common among all of us who trust Christ. But at the same time, we experience things that are unique only to us. In many ways, despite the things we share with our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, each of us is walking an individual path with God. Individual calling, individual burdens, individual hardships and pain, individual joys, individual successes. Let's not get wrapped up comparing the individual aspects of our unique walk with the Lord with everybody else's. But let's focus on faithfully following Jesus in the way that he's calling each of us uniquely to follow him. And I hope this study of John, 90-some episodes, has helped clarify some of those things for you. It certainly has me. I'm really glad you've joined us. We're going to start the book of Acts next. I hope you join us for that. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great day.
This is The Daily Dose, a podcast of Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministry. Please subscribe on Apple, Google, or Spotify podcasts, or download the free Christian Crusaders app and share with a friend. Also, prayerfully consider supporting our ministry at ChristianCrusaders.org, where you can find our weekly 30-minute radio broadcast airing on stations around the world since 1936, and where you can listen to our Conversations podcast featuring inspiring interviews with interesting Christians. Special thanks to our Daily Dose sponsor, The Family Leader. God designed three social institutions, the family, the church, and government. At The Family Leader, they are bringing all three together, honoring God and blessing our neighbors. Learn how and join them at thefamilyleader.com. We also want to highlight another special ministry partner, the Cedar Falls Bible Conference. Check out conference videos and schedule of events online at cedarfallsbibleconference.com. Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you.